To put the Commission's recommendations into effect would require action from both the government and employers. Business has yet to respond to the call for it to share the cost of social mobility by increasing wages, improving prospects of promotion, and hiring more apprentices. But politicians have already made clear their reluctance to contemplate controversial changes to the welfare system, such as taking benefits away from people judged not to need them. Our political correspondent Chris Mason looks at the debate.
Ask politicians from any of the three main parties at Westminster who they're appealing to, and you'll regularly hear the same three-word phrase, hard-working families. But this report highlights the challenge they all face living up to their own rhetoric. The Work and Pensions Secretary, Ian Duncan-Smith, frequently cites work as the main passport out of poverty. But the Commission concludes that many low and middle income families in work are being squeezed between falling earnings and rising prices. It emphasises the importance of what's emerging as the crucial political battleground now the economy is showing signs of recovery, the cost of living and how the fruits of economic growth are distributed. The Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg strongly defended the government's universal benefits for pensioners. Punishing older people, he said, wasn't going to help a single child. Labour has said richer pensioners would lose the winter fuel allowance if it won the next election. But after strongly criticising the coalition for removing child benefit from richer families, it has acknowledged it wouldn't reverse the change.